go get an update from our medical insider, Dr. Ed Cronolia, sports doc, family physician, Metro Health, University of Michigan Health. He has joined us every week since March during this pandemic. How you doing, Dr. K?
Good, Bill. How you doing?
Man, these numbers are all over the place. The hotspots seem to be winding down somewhat in Florida, Texas, Arizona, California, Michigan. Our cases have bumped up, but they seem to remain relatively consistent. Hospitals aren't being overrun in Michigan. The fatality rate is not climbing exponentially. So where are we right now in Michigan and America when it comes to COVID-19?
Yeah, you're exactly right, Bill. We've seen, you know, the numbers trending up, particularly in the South. Yesterday's count, when I was looking at the maps, four states, Texas, Arizona, California, and Florida, had 60% of the deaths. And so that's, you know, it's very unfortunate, but it's really concentrated in four states. And you're right, I think they're getting a handle on it. And while it's disappointing this happened, it's not surprising. We talked about this before. There's going to be hotspots that crop up. And again, we talked about, too, some of these states were states that opened up, and some, like California, did it more slowly. So I think it's just going to be the nature of the beast right now, unfortunately, across the country. And in Michigan, you're right. You know, here in West Michigan particularly, we've seen a continued downward trend in percent positive cases. Even if the total number goes up a little bit, the percent positives have gone down and trended down, and the deaths have stayed low. And even across the state, there's a little uptick in cases, and we'll have to again see. And I think that's why the governor kind of put the kibosh in some of the larger indoor events, is to try to prepare to keep that number to flatten that a little bit, and to make sure it doesn't turn into hospitalizations and deaths. You know, those things that we really don't want to have happening, particularly as we're getting ready for school and then perhaps sports and kind of see how that all plays out.
What about high school sports, college sports? MIAA said that they're not going to play fall sports. A couple schools, Adrian and Calvin, are still exploring fall sports options. That could change day to day. This entire thing's been fluid since early March. Schools are offering different plans to parents. Some schools are saying online learning to start, if not for the first couple of months. Where are you at on the virus right now and kids going back to school and also high school sports being played this fall in Michigan?
Yeah, you know, and it does get tricky because you're trying to plan for, you know, districts that have a lot of different resources and you know, kids from, you know, different neighborhoods, different size families and all that type of stuff. So in general, I think that if at all possible, going back to school can be done safely in many instances and is probably good for the child, for the family. You know, again, we focus on appropriately what's going on right in front of us right now, which is the COVID, you know, the deaths and the cases, which are things that we can, you know, measure fairly accurately. So there's some question about some of that. But in general, we have an idea what's going on. And what we don't measure and we can't measure, but we can't forget is, if we're not back in school and if we're not doing things that we normally do, what's the ramifications for this semester and next year and down the road? Because there are ramifications. And so I think if at all possible, getting back, doing it as safely as possible is what I have recommended. I'm understanding that even sports have different risks, which is why, you know, I think it's wise that some of the sports, golf and even cross country to some degree can be done differently than football. And we'll see, maybe football can be done, but those are different as well. So my thought process has always been safety first, do things as safely as possible, but explore options that allow kids and families to be as normal as possible in the fall, acknowledging that it's not going to be completely normal. But, you know, getting back to some sort of typical fall routine is just going to be good for everybody, acknowledging that there are some risks that are still out there, but trying to do it as safely as possible.
Major League Baseball, the Marlins outbreak kind of mirrors what you said earlier. It's concentrated to certain states, not across the country. Reportedly, Cardinals had a couple of players test positive, but then you get, you know, 28 other teams that are experiencing, almost normalcy during this. Your thoughts on baseball being able to get through their entire season and NFL starting up?
Yeah, no, that's going to be very interesting. You know, I'm hopeful that it can, and you're right. The what we've seen so far is the Marlins, and I almost wonder if it's more coincidental that it's Florida because I don't think we're in Florida at the time. But anyways, you're exactly right. It's concentrated there. A couple Cardinals. It'll be very interesting to see what happens over the next week or so with baseball and what risks they're really willing to carry. I'm hopeful they can get through. Certainly this Marlins outbreak has not been helpful at all, because I think if it was, again, a couple of Marlins and then a couple of Cardinals, I think you could, and then it was a couple here and there. But if it starts to get, you know, several teams having multiple players, that's going to be real difficult to keep going, just because they're going to have to all, or at least there's going to be some interaction. And football is the same way. You can't bubbleize everything like you can with the NBA. And I think the NHL, at least to some degree, like they have been doing, or at least putting the modified, you know, kind of system for the NHL. I think it's easier to do in those leagues. So I'm very curious to see what happens over the next week. And less optimistic than I was maybe last week about baseball, but still very hopeful. Because, again, I think just, you know, people are engaged. They're watching baseball. They're watching the NBA. They're doing things. And it helps society in general to be able to do some of the things that you enjoy, not forgetting that there's a pandemic going on, but allowing people to sort of take a little bit of break. So I'm very hopeful that we can, Major League Baseball can get through this.
Is college football going to be able to play without a bubble? I have a couple of minutes left, so give me the short answer on if you think college football will be able to get through a season.
Difficult. I, as much as I'm a big college football fan, I think it's going to be difficult. I think that just going to conference games is a good plan. And again, things can change, so I'm hopeful that things stabilize. But it's a little dicey, I think.
Dr. Ed Cornelia, he is a sports doc, family physician, Metro Health, University of Michigan Health, our medical insider here on the Huge Show across Michigan. He's been with us every week since the pandemic began in early March. You can find out more about the sports medicine team and also the latest on COVID-19 at metrohealth.net. That is metrohealth.net. Dr. K, good stuff. Stay safe. We'll talk next week.
You and listeners as well.
All right, Dr. K joining us.